So this is where the 300 gather. You know, all through my website, I've been hinting and hinting about this whole thing. The Lord has called me for a work to do, and I've hinted on it over and over again. And my website is designed specifically to gather the 300. And it's only metaphorically. God is building an end time army. And this is where I want you to come, specifically to this section of the website, where I'm going to tell you everything that the Lord has told me, where I'm going to explain to you all of the revelation that the Lord has given me, that I've held back from all of the podcasts because the Lord didn't want me to basically tell everybody. But it's now ready to be spoken about. Now, if you're the person who's just come to the website and you're just happy to get on fire and go and sit in the church, then that's good. But if you're a person that feels there's something great, big in your life that God has called you to, but it hasn't yet birthed, and you feel that it's inside of you and it's waiting to come out, then this is possibly the part where you should be. This is the place where you should dwell in, this part of the website. This part is for you. And I'm going to encourage you, and I'm going to explain to you what happened to me and how it's possibly happening to you. And you'll be able to identify with all of the stories that I'm going to be speaking about, because we're all in the same boat. Just like in Judges chapter 7, Gideon, he had 300 men to save Israel from the Midianites. And God is, he's building an end time army. And he's going to use that to bring the body of Christ into alignment. He's going to save the body of Christ from the Midianites, from this world, from those who have captured through philosophies, false teachings and ideas, and have kept them subdued, so they have been able to walk in the fullness that God has called them to walk in, but they've been on a treadmill going round and round. They've never got traction. Now, this website is for people who have fallen in the ditch, who got sickness, who got all sorts of problems in their life, marriage, whatever. And it's also for them. But the pointy end of this website, the true functionality of this website, is to gather those 300. Now, am I talking about a specific number? No. I'm just using Gideon as a reference. You know, for years and years, God keeps telling me about the 300. The 300 that lapped with their hand. And he keeps telling me about them over and over and over again. So I've inquired and I got the revelation. I understand what he's trying to tell me. And I went through Judges 7 and 8, and I understood what the Lord was trying to tell me. And he's been grooming me, and he's been grooming you for an end time army. He's been grooming you to walk in revelation of the end time. He's revealed things to you. Now, there are people who want to be in that end time army, but they are not groomed by the Lord. They haven't been called for that purpose. They may have a great desire to be maybe the part of the army that jumps through a troop and leaps over the wall and is untouchable. But if they're not called for that, they won't be able to meet those criteria. You know, the one thing that qualifies you is that your eyes are continually on Jesus and nothing else. That the things of this world can't capture your gaze. The politics, the nations lining in different situations, nation going against nation, socialism, nationalism, you know, the injustice, the unrighteousness, the broken churches, everything hasn't got your gaze. You might look a bit at it, but your gaze always goes back to him. He's the commander of the army that we look to, and we keep our eyes on him. And it's not us that actually can do that. God has to draw you unto him. And he has to give you the attributes and build those attributes within you so that you can keep your eyes on him. You can't do this of your own strength. You can't stay permanently gazing at the Lord, being in his presence of your own strength, of your own desire. Because in a nation, there are its citizens, the citizens of the kingdom of God. And in that nation, there are administrators and governments. And in that nation, there are armies that keep and protect the nation from invaders. There are all different functions within the nation. And a citizen is no less or greater than he who's in the army or is in administration. Because God has given us all these attributes to do these things, to function in these particular places. So there's nothing that you can say of yourself, I'm mighty and good because I brought something to the table that God can use. Basically, God has built you from the ground up. He gutted you like a ship. He ripped out all the rubbish and he repaired the ship and replaced all the broken bits. And now he's ready to set sail. And now he's ready to go against the enemy. And he is building a war machine to go against the enemy. Those who won't run. Those who will keep their eyes on the Lord. So this website, or this page particularly, is for you. You know, the whole website was designed to capture the ear of those who can hear, so that they would see and they would continue and they would go forward in the things of God. This website was specifically designed to capture the 300. And yet, all of the others can come to the brook or come to the fountainhead and drink. But there are people who, they just put their head in the water and drink. And they have no understanding about what's going on around them. They just, they haven't got their eyes on the Lord. They're just drinking. And they're enjoying the drinking because they're thirsty. But there are others who have their eyes on the Lord continually. And they cup with their hand and drink. They have presence of mind. They know there's something inside them that's to be birthed. And they're not interested in other things of the world. They're only interested in this birthing that God has inside them. Now, if I'm speaking to you and you understand exactly what I'm talking about, this page, it's only one page I'm going to set up. I'm going to cover it with all the information I have. You won't have to go anywhere else but this page. But this page is for you. Now, other people are going to come to it and want to go through this page, but it's really not for them, and they'll probably get bored and they'll leave and go back to the rest of the website because they're so caught up with their problems, with their marriage, with their sickness, with their all their stuff that the enemy has kept them on the treadmill running around and around and around. They haven't been able to break into a place of victory. And you, if you hear my voice, you understand what I'm talking about. You're a person who is built to walk in victory. You're a person who is built by the Lord to be more than an overcomer. Why? Because the Lord loves you more? No, but because this is your particular function. You're the one that, you're like the tug that pulls the ship through all of the shallow water. You're like the light that, you know, Gideon, when they broke the vessels, you're the one that's going to break into light. And people are going to see, and they're going to fear the Lord, and they're going to repent, and they're going to follow Jesus because of you. You're going to be the light. You're going to be that light in the vessel that's going to be broken. And that vessel is going to break open, and the light that's been built inside you is going to shine all about the world. People are going to look at you and know you're of God. And they're going to ditch all of their Baal idols, which they have in their church. They're going to ditch all of their false doctrines, their doctrines of devils. They're going to ditch all their damnable heresy teachings, and they're going to follow Jesus through you. And you're going to walk like Jesus on the earth. Now, if you don't understand this and you think, oh, this is too big for me, this is wacko, well, obviously God hasn't called you to this. But if you know exactly what I'm talking about, then this is the place for you. If you're a wannabe, as I said before, go back to the normal part of the website and get the stuff that you need. Because this place is for those who God has called for the end time. He's building an end time army. And he doesn't want a massive amount of people. He only wants a few. So that the victory is in Jesus and not in the many. Read Judges chapter 7. I've got it here for you on this page. Listen to it. Go through it. And understand what I'm talking about. All of the resources on this page, all of the podcasts on this page are for you. They're for us to gather together and to come into unity, understanding of the calling that the Lord has called us to do. We're the servants of God. We're the ones who have always served the body of Christ. We're the ones who have always been the offscouring, the scum of the earth, in modern terms, in the body of Christ. We're the ones who don't fit in to the norm because there's something God has done with us. He's kept us aside for this particular purpose. And the reason that you haven't been able to fit in is because God doesn't want you playing church. He wants to keep you to himself for this particular time, for this time in history. This is going to be the greatest move of God that's ever been recorded. They're going to pale into insignificance compared to what's going to happen through God, through you. He's going to walk in you and he's going to shine his light like he's never shined before. It's going to be amazing. And he needs people who are no longer full of themselves and full of their own self-importance, but as servants of the Most High and bow their knee to the name of Jesus, have their eyes on him and are over themselves and are only have eyes for Jesus. They only see Jesus. They only think of Jesus. They only feel the presence of God. They're lost in him. They're no longer part of this world. They've abandoned all of the fun times that the world has for them. Because nothing can compare to the presence of God's glory, his marvelous light. So, that's the introduction to this website. And we'll leave it there.